Welcome back into Game Time, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. It's a brisk one out there. Snow's coming, evidently. That's what they say. I don't know how many of you saw this report. Here's a question just for general society. So, I'm all in on this AAF thing. Nailed it. I'm all in on the American Alliance of Football. It gives me football to watch, so I don't have to watch basketball. I'm in, right? Got a little, you know, I don't know who I'm going to tie on to yet. Salt Lake's got some Huskers. The Hot Shots got some Huskers. You know, other team or two does. My God, where am I going to go with this? Play two games. And we're almost already insolvent. The rumor comes out, Darren Revelle was the first guy I saw tweeted it. Hopefully it wasn't him, but the quote came out, without a new nine-figure investor, nobody is sure what would have happened. You can always tell people their checks are going to be a little late, but how many are going to show up on the weekend for games when they don't see anything hit their bank accounts on Friday? Who is in charge of the planning of this? We're 2 weeks in. Like, and then there's, like, you get into the deal, right? All the players, let's see, Polian told Revelle in 18 that the players would receive three-year non-guaranteed contracts worth $250,000. The deals were said to include health insurance and an education stipend for any player who registers 1 year of service time. So doing good things, doing a little bit different, right? They've hoped to believe now is that for years from now, the AFL can look back and consider some of these scary growing pains because the league clearly had a chance to become incredibly successful, a source told Glenn, who's the guy that was reporting on this. The opening weekend was a lot of excitement, hope, even beyond the TV numbers. Obviously, though, the original plan did not include a financial crisis week two. You think? Like, you think we might have secured some more funds? Like, were we expecting to sell that many hot dogs at the game? Were we expecting beers to just fly off the shelf or we're going to be able to cover payroll with concessions? Right now, you're not going to get a lot, you're going to get more people watching on TV. I don't think they're getting, and somebody can correct me this if they're listening at home, I don't think there's any revenue coming off the TV side of it. Which is just a travesty. Like, get something. I mean, if you get $1 million, you play for four. But Tom Dundon, owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, now basically owns the league. Stepped in, put in $250 million per David Glenn, who writes for The Athletic. But, man. I'd like to be that guy. Hey, you got a little fledgling league? What are your return on $250 million is? Well, you better see some numbers, right? Or you better be able to rework the TV deal. But, yeah, done to put $250 million in. We get more football for at least a season. We'll see how this goes. But I would see that. God, that's just... Listen, I think the concept of this is great. I think it's a, when done right, another article I read, I think it was from Sports Illustrated, talked about this being absorbed by the NFL because it's a cheaper version of NFL Europe. You give these, that's a piece too. Right, I've made mention of Kevin Leitner. I can't get a hold of Kevy to see if I can get him on the show. But I will. I've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this week, next week, and the week after that. But at some point in time, we'll get Leitner on just to talk about how far football is reaching because he's now the offensive line coach. I think they're the three-time Japanese American football champions. Yeah. As I mentioned here, you know, China has a league. This is great. It's funny. It's cool to watch, but it's funny. Football's now worldwide, but, I mean, you can't tell me you can't head over. It's played kind of in passing in Germany. I don't think there's an actual formal league. Sweden, I know, has a league. A couple guys I coach with at Scott, one of their buddies goes over there and coaches. Can you start to bring over foreign-born players? You know, the NBA puts a league in Africa. Can you bring foreign-born players in and say, hey, we got a chance for you to you know, it ain't going to be a college route. You're going to go basically into semi-pro, and you're going to see what you can figure out. Do I think you're going to find a lot of skill position guys? No. I think you're going to find some big dudes, play some defense. If they got any kind of soccer background, which I mentioned on here, two of Nebraska's best linemen in their history both have soccer background, Aaron Taylor and Ndamukong Suh. So if you got big boys, don't be afraid to have them play some soccer, because that game will work your foot speed better than anything else. I'm not saying you got to go play on your high school team. Shoot, who was it? I was reading about Kyle Long, or one of the Long brothers. He didn't want to wrestle on his high school wrestling team, so he just went and wrestled like at a club. Yeah. But yeah, it may be an interesting avenue to bring in some of these foreign players. They can go over and play the game and see what they got and see what happens. Oh, okay. So VJ found another article from Pro Football Talk. Thanks, VJ. VJ's down in Texas. Are you still down in Texas? Let me know that. It's not a sense of urgency, Ebersol told Pro Football Talk by phone, explaining that the AAF has been structured like a tech startup with multiple rounds of investment plan. Okay, so this makes sense then. Dunnan decided to short-circuit the process. If you raise Series A, B, C, you can raise Series Infinity right now, he told him. So Ebersol opted to accept. Okay, I gotcha. And then a later quote says, if you're looking for an outside observer, Ebersol said, anytime we're raising money, it looks like urgency. With a fresh $250 million, there will be no urgency now. Whether that means Dunnan will get a return on his investment is a different issue. That's whether the league will survive for the long haul. Regardless of what the consequences are of not getting the money could have been, the reality is that the league should have the funding to get through at least a couple seasons, if not longer. Okay. The way my little peon brain interpreted the first read was that they needed the money to make the payroll. Okay? And that was because of the statement about the checks. In these, when you're trying to secure financing, it's always great. You know, you got to go to a bunch of sources, like you get Series A round of funding, Series B, Series C. If you got that one person to write that one check, that's a lot easier. Because now you're looking at this as something that the NFL will absorb. And it becomes an NFL developmental league, right? So you put this in there. NFL says, hey, we really like the path you're on. We didn't think it would work. Now we're going to buy you. That's when Dunnan gets paid back. But now they're going to be solvent for at least 2 years. So, we'll have the AFL for 2 years, or AAF for 2 years. You got to start to wonder, though, like, XFL is coming. Whether we like it or not, McMahon's out there. George gives a fist pump. You're going to run out of high-quality players, though, is what I'm saying. Like, you're going to run out of guys that, and if the AAF is a path to almost like a semi-pro organization for the NFL for development, I think the two phases that they focused on the most were receiver and O-line. I think quarterback, receiver, O-line were the ones they focused on the most. I think the more you can get for everybody, the better it's going to be. Just somebody that you may catch somebody's eye doing something. That's all it takes. Everybody loves to tell a story of Kurt Warner. Bagging groceries in Iowa, Iowa-born Barnstormer Arena League cornerback, Arena Bowl champion, gets a shot with the Rams, greatest show on turf, Super Bowl champion. Hall of Fame, right? Some guys just need a chance. Everybody's past, not the same. So, yeah, good note. Thanks for VJ for sending that to me, though. That makes more sense to me. I need to have somebody, I need to get that cross-checked of where they fell off, where it wasn't going to be. They weren't going to be able to make payroll. Maybe that's just, maybe a couple checks were late or something. But we are going to take a quick one here. We'll come back and we will talk to Thor Tripp. Get a little high school basketball coverage. It's championship season. Wrestling was last week. I think swimming's this week. Away we go here on Game Time, 1620 The Zone.